With Montana News, I'm Corin Cates Carney.
And I'm Nikki Ouellette. The state health department yesterday updated how it reports new cases of the novel coronavirus to the public. It hasn't updated numbers as of this morning yet, and we'll get into that a little bit later, but we have a slew of updates first. Yesterday, Governor Steve Bullock expanded statewide stay-at-home orders for another 2 weeks. Those now last through April 24th, although it's possible he'll extend them again.
Bullock's two-week extension to social distancing orders includes closures to public schools and non-essential businesses. It also includes limits on non-essential travel and requirements for people coming into Montana to self-quarantine for 14 days. Bullock spoke at a press conference yesterday.
Well, this time we may not be able to pinpoint exactly how long this pandemic will last or when Montana will face its peak. There are several things that we do know. We do know that staying at home will help flatten the curve. For every person who stays at home, the better our chances to fight this virus and protect our healthcare workers.
Another headline from yesterday, the Montana Department of Justice confirmed what is believed to be the first positive COVID-19 test of a jail inmate. Attorney General Tim Fox said an inmate at the Gallatin County Detention Center had tested positive on Saturday. This comes as disability rights groups are alleging a lack of safety for inmates amid the pandemic. That's a case they're making to the Supreme Court.
Nikki, yesterday we talked about an update on a forecast from the Institute of Health Metrics and Evaluation at the University of Washington Medicine. The forecast shows potential peak date of COVID-19 in Montana sometime next week, and how many deaths could happen here because of the virus. That same forecast came with some significant caveats, and state officials say they're not relying on it or any model to predict where the state may end up.
Right. Governor Bullock had this to say about forecasting for Montana's path during COVID-19.
We do look at that model. We are actually looking at other modeling as well, trying to get as much information as possible, recognizing that models are just that. And probably the greatest thing to impact a model isn't going to be a statistician, it's going to be what each and every one of us do in our homes, in our communities, to try to ensure that transmission is not occurring.
There's other modeling out there that says Montana won't reach its peak until June. Montana health officials say they're looking at a range of different models, and we're not really hearing anything from public health officials in this state about when we might see a peak.
During that same press conference yesterday afternoon, Governor Bullock asked Montanans to follow federal guidance recommending people cover their face. It could be with a homemade cloth mask. Buffs work as well. And the recommendation is from the Federal Centers for Disease Control and Prevention and is for when people might be in a public situation where it might be difficult to social distance.
Yeah, like when you're at the grocery store.
Right. And the request also comes with the ask for Montanans to not use medical grade N95 respiratory or surgical masks and to save those for medical professionals.
So this guidance comes from the CDC, but the World Health Organization says if you're healthy, you only really need to wear a mask if you're taking care of someone who's a suspected COVID patient. So there's not really international agreement about when it's useful or not to be wearing a mask. But everyone agrees that masks are not a substitute for social distancing, keeping 6 feet apart from other people and frequent hand washing, not touching your face. Masks won't really do anything if you're not doing those things to begin with.
Another step taken yesterday toward trying to limit the spread of the virus in Montana, first responders will now have to be given a heads up if they're going to be going out to help someone who has tested positive for the virus. Governor Bullock said yesterday that there is already a system in place for telling firefighters, police, other first responders after the fact if they've come in contact with someone who's tested positive. But in a new order yesterday, Bullock said there's going to be a new system for giving first responders a heads up ahead of time.
This press conference was pretty dense with a lot of info, and I've got one more announcement. Remember that big fight over infrastructure during the past legislative session?
Seems like a long time ago, but yeah.
It sure does. So that was the first time in a long time that lawmakers and the governor agreed on a big bonding package. This means the state is going to go into debt to pay for some infrastructure work that lawmakers approved. Bullock says the state sold the bonds yesterday that will allow the projects to go forward.
The sale of bonds was worth $33 million, and Bullock says there's going to need to be several rounds of these bond sales in order to pay for that work.
As you mentioned up top, yesterday the state health department changed the map that it's been using to communicate new COVID cases. And between that update and the press conference that we were talking about, we've got a lot more info about who has the illness in Montana.
The state's top medical officer says about 95% of the state's more than 300 cases are found in people who are white, 3.5% found in Native American, and 0.5% found in African American, Asian, and other, respectively.
3.5% Native American, is that associated with reservations?
So the health department says there's no cases associated directly with tribal reservations, and Bullock said the state doesn't have specific numbers on how many people have been tested on the reservations.
A little data gap there. Are there updates about where the virus is spreading person to person?
Community spread is the term for that when it's being passed around within a community or town, and local health departments determine that at the local level. And health officials in Gallatin County, Yellowstone, Lewis and Clark, Missoula, and Flathead counties, they all say there is community spread there, and there appeared to be some lag time between when those counties said there was community spread and when that was posted up on the state website.
What else do the state data show us?
So we know 28 people have been hospitalized. That represents about 9% of the state's total cases, and that's either have been or are hospitalized. 6 people in Montana have died as a result of complications from the novel coronavirus, and far more people are going to recover from this than have significant impacts, and 57 people have recovered in Montana.
What about new cases reported?
In the past 2 weeks, the state has announced anywhere from 3 to 35 new cases a day.
Are any trends emerging in that sense?
Nothing clear at this point. Also, we should note here that there is some time between when it takes for when samples are, I guess, collected from a patient and when they come back, sometimes from the state lab, sometimes from a private lab, and that can really vary from 24 hours to 10 days. So the data we're looking at isn't always on the same scale. And health officials say, you know, it is likely there are people out there with the virus that haven't been tested.
As of a little after noon yesterday, there were 319 cases, but we expect that number will go up between 9 and 10 this morning when the state lab starts reporting updates. So we'll be back tomorrow morning. Thanks, Corin.
Thanks, Nikki.